So, hello there. It's Chris Kuhn, another one of my off-the-cuff recordings, and I'm wondering what sounds you hear beyond my voice, because I have windshield wipers doing their jobs, I rain on the windshield, and loud cars around me, and my Toyota humming like a baby, a really, really loud, noisy baby. Anyhow, I was just tootling along here tonight. I left the salon feeling good, gray's all gone, yes, trimmed up those locks of mine, and I thought, you know, I haven't recorded an off-the-cuff boo in a while, so why not? And I've been thinking about tomorrow's blog, because I started something new last week that's more or less a thought to chew on. my Friday blog, and I had some nice comments from last week's, which was about being more creative with our thinking, and that goes beyond just what you might think, I mean, in terms of creativity, not just arty-farty stuff, but in how we see the world. So tomorrow, what am I going to blog about? Well, I've been pondering that while I've been driving, so I'll give you a little preview. We are the sum of our parts, right? Heard that before. But we are the sum of all of them. And sometimes we forget that. And a person will say one thing, and everything they've said for their entire life immediately forgotten because of that one thing they say. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes very famous people say one thing and it gets them in trouble. And that's all they're ever remembered for. And the same with actions. You know, we could spend a lifetime showing someone how we feel about them, and one action can undo all that has been done before them. So tomorrow's blog is going to be about that. It's going to be a little nudge, a little reminder to us all that we are not that one thing said or that one thing done, but we are a mass of all of our actions and all of our words. And we have to recall the importance of that, not only on the receiving end, but when we say things and when we do things, it's easy to forget that perception doesn't always work cumulatively like we might hope it would, and that everything will be remembered. Sometimes the loudest actions and the loudest words are all that anybody remembers, and some of those softer, more thoughtful things that were done or said can be overshadowed by the louder ones that come along. So that's what I'm gonna write about tomorrow, and I'd love to get your input on it, and feel free to jump into the conversation. Just another thought to chew on. All right, I'm facing this rain. It's just starting to rain a little harder, so I'm gonna say goodnight, but I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.